Ah, well, that brings me back now. I wasn't expecting to hear that this morning. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. You've heard of a bicycle made for two, but how about a bicycle made for three? Well, there's a new voluntary initiative called Cycling Without Age, which has been launched using rickshaws. And it's such a sweet idea. You bring elderly people who are in nursing homes or care homes, and you bring them out for a slow spin on the Trishaw, which is a rickshaw-style bike with a pilot and two passengers. Our reporter Naomi Lenihan went along to the launch in the People's Park in Dunleary yesterday, and she's with me now. Naomi, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
You've a little involvement with the project yourself through your work with Social Entrepreneurs Ireland, so tell me all about it.
Yeah, well, listeners may remember back in March on this programme, Social Entrepreneurs Ireland did a call out to people across Ireland looking for new ideas to solve social problems. So we were calling for entrepreneurial solutions to solve social problems in Ireland. There are people in communities and working all across Ireland who see and experience challenges firsthand, and they invent a new approach to solve that problem.
Because they're living in the community and they see the problems at firsthand. So it's a perfect fit, really, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly. Well, after the call out on this programme, we received hundreds of ideas from around the country. People, it was incredible. Just the applications piled high, all these innovative ideas coming in from
every... They're a very clever bunch, the listeners to this programme, you know. Very clever.
Well, out of that, one project really stood out to us. We've taken on to support some of the projects, and one of them is Cycling Without Age. And it's a project with a lot of potential, and it's a really different kind of idea.
So I mentioned Trishaw, which doesn't make much sense. So let's give it a bit of context. What's the idea about, and what's it hoping to achieve?
Well, the people behind this idea are husband and wife duo Clara Clark and Charles Mullen. And they'll explain how it all works. They're both cycling enthusiasts, and they felt there was a real need for something like this in Ireland.
Cycling Without Age is a concept. It's a rickshaw bicycle to take people who live in nursing homes or care homes out for a slow cycling spin. Well, I think very few people opt to go into a nursing home. And when they do, they give up a lot. They give up their independence and a lot of their mobility. They give up the opportunity to get out in the air just to explore their neighbourhood and to just be outside. This is where Cycling Without Age comes in. On a trishaw bike, you can go out and explore your local park. You can go down by the sea or the river or to the playground. You can go slowly because it's a slow cycling experience. And you can stop and meet people, buy an ice cream, talk to the kids. Just the experience of being free and outdoor and giving people fun. When you get old, fun shouldn't stop. Fun should go on, and people are living longer. And Cycling Without Age provides that opportunity by taking them out. It could only be for 30 minutes, but the feeling of being out on our rickshaw bike, on the Cycling Without Age bike, makes it magical. And you go back into your home, you tell people about it, you've had a good fun time, your family can hear all about it, and even your carers have had a little break.
Nearly everybody that would be eligible for going on the tri-bike would have been cyclists in their youth. In those days, there wasn't any choice. You know, very few people had cars. Anyway, they were children a lot of the time, clearly. And it's a wonderful experience cycling. Anybody who hasn't cycled before and gets on a bicycle and can enjoy the wind in your hair is a really exciting thing. Now, that stops after a while, and certainly when you get to the stage of going into a nursing home, they're stuck.
The right to the wind in your hair, I love that. It sounds like a very novel idea. So you get volunteers to sign up, and they take older people for a cycle, and they pilot the bikes for the passengers. So in other words, you're literally, it is like you are being chauffeured around to the back of these things.
Exactly. Well, Charles and Clara weren't really sure how it would take off in Ireland, but they felt so passionately about the idea that they went out on a limb and they bought one of these bikes themselves. Like, so it's a great looking thing, and it's all kitted out so that it's very comfortable and safe. And, well, they said it was a little bit of a gamble at first, buying the bike.
We genuinely weren't sure how the whole thing was going to happen. Companies started to approach us and say, could we sponsor a bike? The reason we want to sponsor the bike is we want to send our staff as a corporate social responsibility programs, because we all have them now, and we would love our staff to be pilots. And I said, that's a fantastic idea. I hadn't thought of that. So, yes, so already three companies have expressed interest. The first company has actually ordered their bike, chosen their nursing home, and I have trained their staff as pilots. We see that as a way to go forward, so that if the nursing home wants to buy the bike but maybe is hesitating from a financial point of view, maybe a sponsor can come on board, build a partnership with the nursing home and create that community, because the pilots build communities with their passengers by talking and sharing stories.
So this is something that's beginning to roll out here in Ireland. Now, is it done anywhere else? Is it a unique idea to hear?
So Ireland is actually the 28th country to adopt cycling without age. So the concept began in Copenhagen in Denmark. Denmark's a great cycling country. The founder, Ole Kassa, was in Dublin yesterday for the launch, and he explains how he thought of the idea in the first place.
I saw an elderly gentleman sitting on a bench, and it gave me the idea that sitting on a bench is great. You get to experience other people walk past, but being part of the city, being part of the local community, is really what counts in terms of quality of life.
And so what kind of impact do you think cycling without age has had in Denmark?
I really hope it's had a great impact. I can certainly see we have over 4,000 volunteer pilots, as we call them, who have signed up to take elderly residents in nursing homes for bike rides. 70 municipalities out of 98 who are a part of the program now. We get to create these bonds between generations, because that is also what is meaningful for elderly people. You meet people in a totally different and much more dignified way. You get to go to the cafe, maybe just go for an ice cream, and you get to actually spend your own money as well, rather than just being, I suppose, institutionalized.
What it sounds like, Naomi, is that this is all about fun. This is about getting out there and enjoying yourself and enjoying the company of other people. And it's about different generations interacting with each other, because you probably are going to have people who otherwise they might pass each other on the street, or they might see each other in the supermarket, but they wouldn't reach out, they wouldn't connect.
Exactly. And a big part of the idea is that pilots interact with the passengers and share stories and experiences. And this seemed to work from the very beginning, when Ole went back to find that man on the bench that had first inspired him to act.
He was nearly 95 at the time, and a few weeks later he turned 95, and now he's turning 100. So I got to ride with him a lot. I took him around in Copenhagen to see where he used to work, where he used to live. He likes to drink wine, and so we always go out for a glass of wine, and every time it's his birthday we go for a glass of wine. And he's twice my age. And I think it's amazing that he isn't, to me, just an anonymous elderly person with grey hair. He's a person with a character. He can tell me, he used to sell ladies' underwear, so he will tell me a lot about that. I have no idea about ladies' underwear, but he will tell me about cup sizes and everything like that. And then he will giggle and say, I bet you didn't know that. And just having fun and making people laugh at that age as well, I think it means so much for quality of life and for happiness that you can do that. Getting the wisdom back from the older generations and making them feel that it's important that the stories they're telling us, the wisdom of yesteryear, is actually really important and mustn't be forgotten. It means that they feel that they're worth something, that they can make a contribution.
Like all things, it comes from a great place. This is a good story. It works in different levels. Obviously, the people who are in the back enjoy themselves. What do the pilots get out of it?
Yeah, so it's a very special experience for the pilots, and one special guest who had flown to Ireland for the launch yesterday explained just how impactful this can be for the volunteers.
Hi, Yai Hele Cliona Manahan. I'm the Irish ambassador in Denmark, and I'm here specially to mark the launch of Cycling Without Age here in Dunleary, where I grew up.
And can you tell me a little bit about your involvement in this initiative?
I met Ola, and he told me about this amazing initiative that he'd had. Now, I was also on a bike at the time, so we had the conversation, and I met him out and about with his friend Torkel. And Torkel at the time was 98. Torkel is 100 this year. And as a result of this, Ola, who lost his dad from multiple sclerosis, had a new friend, and that was Torkel. So it's not just about an old person being looked after. It is, in fact, about two people becoming friends. Your grandparents or an aunt, somebody special who has a bit of time for you. We need to see that just because we're rushing around for 40, 50, 60 years, there's a whole wealth of wisdom and knowledge and kindness. And that kindness, Denmark really puts a priority on finding that time. And as ambassador there, I do obviously trade, I do political, I do what we see as the hard areas, but this is something that is very important, and it's maybe part of our regeneration in Ireland that we're going to find a little bit more time to look at ways of doing this together, and it's fun.
So that's the pilot's perspective. I love the way they're called pilots. You make this gives it the impression that they're at the front of a cockpit and taking on the responsibility. What about the people in the back, those who tried it for the first time yesterday?
Yeah, I spoke to some of the residents of Ashbury Nursing Home and they were all out to try out the bike and I wanted to see what they thought of the idea.
My name is Ernie Castell and I've been living in Ashbury on Kill Avenue. And I was a painter and I never drove in my life. But I, had a bicycle and I carried all my ladders and things that I needed on my bike. And then I cycled home. Sometimes, even with the ladders, I could cycle if I could, you know what I mean? But I would love to be able to go back cycling, all right.
Well, I'm Phyllis Pugh and this is the most wonderful thing I ever was in. It's famous all day, you wouldn't want to get out of it. It would be great for the people there because there are worse people than me, you know. It really wouldn't, and it'd be wonderful for people. It really
There's
would.
Activities that some of the wheelchair people can't take part in. So instead of looking for them to do the activities, it could be what out in the bicycle and getting sunshine. We have some good summer. Well, then they'd be able to enjoy it and get out and about.
Sounds like they were pretty keen.
Yeah.
They did like it.
They did. They were very keen to give the bike a go. So all that was left was to go for a spin.
And could I bring you for a little cycle now?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, no problem with that.
All right, let's give it a go. How does this work? All right, Ernie. All right, Phyllis. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Anytime I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yes. Okay. We're both ready.
Beep, beep.
Enjoy anything, John. Yeah.
There we go.
So, here we go.
A good man.
And how's the pilot?
Doing okay. Yeah, this is. Yeah, once you get the head around, it's pretty good.
Different from cycling a normal bike?
No, not really. It's just the steering is a little bit different. We might get one of these for Ashbury, lads, will we?
Yeah.
We'll be good cycle every day in Ashbury, right?
So the three of you on it, is it heavy?
No, not at all. No, it feels fine. Yeah. Feels really good.
Oh, excellent!
They're a fabulous machine. But to bring out the likes of Phyllis and that on good days and get some fresh air.
Phyllis, how do you feel being in the bike?
It's beautiful. Beautiful. I'd go every day if I got in.
Well, I'm off to get my. Trishaw, is it Trishaw or Trishaw? What is
Trishaw.
It? Trishaw. Okay, it's a new word.
It's a fancy rickshaw.
Fancy rickshaw. We'll have to get a Trishaw bike now to get a go at it myself. If people want to get involved, how do they go about doing so?
Well, cyclingwithoutage.ie is the place to go for people hoping to volunteer or get involved in some way. You can contact Clara and Charles through the website.
And good luck to them as well. Cyclingwithoutage.ie. Naomi Lenehan, thank you as always.